Just now, and I wrote these words on the 26th of August, I heard a man say that the preponderance of archaeological evidence shows that prior to class, there was no tribal fighting, that war was an invention like art, and therefore that the terms our lives achieve can be our conscious choice, as he says Margaret Mead once noted before him. And I thought the archaeological evidence proves, what about our hearts? Was there ever stronger evidence that war is not our nature? They tell with strongest voice, once the pressure of performance and the lie that scarcity exists is removed. And each new child, before pounded by the instruments of class and manufactured scarcity, tells us too. The academic pundits always say, referring to those times when humans didn't war with each other, they say, before civilization, they never say the truth, that without war means before class, before the worm coercion entered hearts and turned them to betrayal of their fellow beings. What is a human being? Will we really continue to allow those damaged souls who sit atop us to be the ones who tell us what a human being is, the limits of what's allowed for our common humanity? Surely not. Surely all our ancestors of heart did not labor so for us that now, when Tesla's dreams upon us, and we could awake and make it real, surely not, brothers and sisters. In these times to serve but self-betrayal to ourselves, when we could retake our world, we've done it power's way for many millennia. We've walked that road. We know every nook and cranny of that road. And if we're honest with ourselves, we know the destination. Seldom comes the better, they said in Shakespeare's day. But our remade world is waiting, so our remade phrase must say, seldom comes the better except we make it so. That needed we have now. That before we didn't know. And all of the religions are premised on that then. A then that's true millennia long, 10,000 years and more. But then is done, and now is come, when humanity, as a global one, together will make the better. And leave the then to be a dimming thought, a shudder sense, from a fearsome felt and daily fading dream.